Okay. So we're right at the bottom in the Gemara and Daf Mem Vov on the base. We said we want to look, have a look at some of the Mishnah Berurah, but I think we should just get to the end of the sugya first, because you'll see the Mishnah Berurah is quoting some of the later part of the Gemara.
You said Mem Vav on the base?
The bottom of Mem Vav on the base, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Bottom of 46b. So remember we saw a chiddush lahalacha yesterday with regard to who washes my machronim first. And we said we don't necessarily give it to the godel. Basically, we always give it to the person who's going to bench. And the person who's going to bench is, in fact, the fifth last to wash his hands. The fifth last. Why is he not absolutely the last? So that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. And the truth is, we're going to see it soon in the Gemara. In order to give him time, in order to give him time to look over the benching. Because remember, if he's leading the benching, in the times of Chazal, he was moitzi everybody else, so he needs to be fluent in the benching, and we've got to give him time in order to do that. So we will see some of the further details, Be'ezus Hashem, in the Mishnah Berurah, but I think we should just first finish off the sugya. Says the Gemara, we are on the fifth bottom line. Just give me 2 seconds, excuse me.
Why? I don't know where the internet. Maybe I can. Could.
Okay, yeah, it says the Gemara. We're on the fifth bottom line of the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Rav v'Reb Chiya have a yosvi besudoso kamei de Rebbe. Rav and Reb Chiya were sitting at a suda in front of Rebbe. So you have three people all together, Rebbe, Rav, and Reb Chiya. Omalei Rebbe l'Rav. So Rebbe said to Rav, kum moshi yodcha. Moshi means to wash. Get up and wash your hands. Get up and wash your hands. Now, what did he mean when he said, get up and wash your hands? Was he being mechabed him? Was he being facetious, as it were, to him? Why is he telling him to wash his hands? Says the Gemara. Remember, this was Rebbe who has said this to Rav. Says the Gemara, Chazye, so he saw the Mirtus. Mirtus means scared. He saw, Rabbi Chiya noticed that Rav, who had just been told to wash his hands, started trembling. Why did he start trembling? Clearly, he did not take this as a message of kavod. When he was being told, go and wash your hands, he did not take this as a message of kavod that I'd like you to bench and that's why I want you to wash your hands. Rather, he obviously took this as an insult or as a rebuke. And he understood this to mean, wash your hands, your hands are unclean, they're filthy, it's inappropriate. So that's why he started shaking, because he just received a telling off, as it were, from Rebbe. So that's the way Rav perceived it from Rebbe. But he was wrong. Why was he wrong? Omar lay, so he said to him, Reb Chiya calmed him down, and he said, Bar Pachti, the son of great ones, great Gedolei Yisrael, Ayin bebirkas mezoina ka'omar lecha. Ayin bebirkas mezoina, quote unquote, don't be insulted. Don't understand that he meant chas v'shalom to upset you by saying you need to wash your hands or anything like that because your hands are not clean. It wasn't an insult, to the contrary. The reason why he told you to wash your hands was because he wanted you to be ma'ayin. What does ma'ayin mean? To look over birkas hamazon. In other words, he wants you to bench. And if he wants you to bench, you first got to go through the brachas to make sure you're fluent. That's why he was telling you to wash your hands first up, not as a teichacha, not as a rebuke in any way. To the contrary, It was a covered. He wants you to bench. He wants you to be able to go through the brachas of Birkas HaMazon, and that's why he was telling you to wash your hands. So this is where we see, finally, we saw this in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, but this is where we see this principle that the reason why you need to wash your hands, not at the very last second, rather a bit ahead of the time, that's why we said it's actually the fifth last. So what do you do when the other four are washing their hands? So we've now got the answer in the Gemara. What do? You don't just twiddle your thumbs doing nothing, but rather you look over the brachas of Birkas HaMazon, because you are going to be the one who's going to bench. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. Okay, now, says the Gemara, we'll keep on going before we see the Shulchan Aruch. Tana Rabbon, Tana Rabbon. Ein mechabdin. One does not accord honor. What does that mean? One does not accord honor. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi, the second last line of Rashi. By the way, the internet connection is good today. It's okay.
It's great. Yes. No problem.
Baruch Hashem. Ein mechabdin. Says Rashi, Ein mechabdin, loima to say, heye ato koidem. If ever you want to say to somebody else, please, you go first, which sounds like obviously an act of kavod, one does not do that under all circumstances. Under some circumstances, clearly you would. But not in every situation is it appropriate to be mechabed, somebody else to go first. When would it be inappropriate? Says the Gemara. Look at the bottom line of the Gemara. Ein mechabdin loy bedrochim veloy begesharim. What does that mean, loy bedrochim? On the path or on the journey, says Rashi. Loy bedrochim, the very last Rashi on the Amud. Hoil chedrochim. If you have people who are wayfarers, they should not say, Loimar legodol heimenu, the more junior should not say to the more senior, quote unquote, Leich lefonai, you go first. So what's going on over here? We have two people traveling together, and they've clearly come to a place where one has to go first. So the question is, who is going to go first? They've got to go through a narrow entrance, for example. So what does that mean that you're not mechabed for whatever reason? We haven't seen why, we'll see in a second. The katan should not say to the gadol, you go first. Sounds like a strange thing. We would have expected that's exactly what you should do. If you've both got to enter this narrow entrance, for example, and there's not place for two at a time, so surely the katan should say to the gadol, please, you go first. And yet the Gemara is clearly telling us, without the reason for the moment, but no, you do not do that. Number two, says the Gemara, veloy bigasharim, and neither on a bridge. So there too, presumably we're talking about a narrow bridge where two cannot cross together, or at least side by side. So I would have thought that the cotton should be mechabed the godoil, kamash malah, but actually, no, he does not. He should not be mechabed the gadol, and whoever gets there first should go through first. Says the Gemara, continuation, and this is of course why it's relevant to us. Veloy, on the top of the line now, top of the page, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, veloy biyodayim mezuhamois, and neither with greasy hands, says Rashi, benetilas mayim achreinim. Neither would you be mechabed somebody to go first when it comes to greasy hands in the case of Mayim Achreinim. So now, what's going on? Let's take this slowly. We've just been given three scenarios, whether it's two people traveling on a journey, whether it's two people or more traveling, going, crossing a bridge, or whether they're eating together. In all three cases, we're being told you should not be mechabed the godel? Why should you not be mechabed the godel? So Mefarshim explain that what we're talking about is people, wayfarers, they're travelers, and they've come to a junction. And they've come to a junction, an entrance, for example, where, as we said before, we cannot have two people entering at the same time. I would have thought the cotton should now allow the godel to go first. No, whoever gets there first should go there first. Why? So Mefarshim explains, because we're talking about a very busy junction. There's lots of people there. This is not the time now to start getting involved in a whole discussion of who should go first. Because meanwhile, they're arguing backwards and forwards, and the cotton is mechaber the godel, and the godel mechaber the cotton, and there's 25 people who are waiting to cross the road. So too, in the case of a bridge, there the Mefarshim say, because we're talking about a bridge that's crossing, for example, a dangerous river, and if each one's going to start being concentrated on who should go first, that could end up in a situation of danger. They'll be busy looking at each other and not at the bridge or not at the water underneath. So therefore, if you get to the bridge, just cross safely. Don't start turning around now to the godel. You go first. No, you should go first. Because meanwhile, that could end up in a dangerous situation. So too, in the last case, same halacha, but for a different reason. If you have people eating together, they should not be mechabed each other to wash their hands first, because you're going to have to end up waiting to bench. It's not a covet. You're going to be mechabed the godel. Yeah, you go first. In the case we said before, where he's going to end up leading the benching, and therefore he needs time to review the brachas, that's a different situation. But if he's not benching, then there's not much of a cover to say, yeah, you go first, you wash your hands. And then what's he going to do next? He's going to sit waiting around for everybody else to wash their hands. So for that's not a cover at all. Says the Gemara, top line, Rovin va'abaya hava ka'ozil ba'urcha. Rovin and Abaya were traveling on a journey together. Kodme chamre de Rovin l'da Abaya. And the chamor, the donkey of Rovin, went in front of Abaya's donkey, and presumably with its rider on its back. So Rovin is now ahead of Abaya. Veloy Omar lay nasal mar. And he did not say to him, quote unquote, nasal mar, let the master go first. He didn't say that. So presumably that would fit in with the teaching that we said before, that when you come to on a journey, every person should just travel and mind their own business and don't start being mechabed others. So indeed, when Rovin went ahead of Abaya, he did not stop his donkey, turn around to Abaya and tell him, you go first. He didn't do that. Omar, so it seemed to be that Abaya was rather put out. Omar, he said, mid the salik, hi, mirabonon, mimarova. Since one of the Rabbonon, meaning Rovin used to live in Eretz Yisrael, Mamarova, and he used to report, as we're going to see in Rashi, Torahs that were said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rovin, Abaya said about Rovin, since he's gone up to Eretz Yisrael, gasle daite, he seems to have become a little bit haughty. In other words, Abaya was rather put out that Rovin preempted him and did not offer him to go first. And he says, I see that he's become a bit haughty. Look at Rashi, top line. Mima Rova, Lafi Shahoya Rovin, Rogil Lalo Isni Boveles Israel. Because Rovin was Rogil to be Oila from Bovel Teres Israel. V'loy marhu dvarav mishma yishol Rabbi Yochanan. And he used to say Torah over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Abai was telling him, you know, you've come to Eretz Yisrael. And I'm afraid to say, I've noticed you've become a bit haughty. Here we are on the journey. You've gone first and you were not mechabed me. So let's see how this story pans out. Back into the Gemara. When they got to the entrance of the Beis HaKnesses, all of a sudden he was mechabed him. Omalei Neil Mar. Now he did finally say, oh, let Mar go first. Please, he said, Robin said to Abaya, yes, you can go first. So it's a very strange turn of events. In the beginning of the story, he didn't say that. And yet at the end of the story, when he got to the Beis HaKnesses, all of a sudden he's now telling him, yes, you can go first. Let the master go first. Says the Gemara, Omalei. So Abaya responds to Robin and he says, Va'ad hashta, and until now, lav, mar, anor, question mark? You're addressing me as the master. You're telling me to go first. Was I not the master until now as well? What's happened now? What exactly was Nishadish? Why are you all of a sudden being mechabed me now, but not before? So he says, no, I'll explain to you. Omalei, so Robin responded to Rabbi Yochanan and he said, Hochi Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So he responded to Abai and he said, I'd like to teach you something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And that is, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Ein mechabdin elo bepesach sheyesh bo mezuzah. Very strange phrase. One is not mechabed, one does not accord honor to somebody else to let him go first, unless there's a door that has a mezuzah. If you're going through a door that has a mezuzah, that's where you can be mechabed somebody else, but otherwise you should not. Now, why on earth is that significant? Says the Gemara, the isbe mezuzah in, comma, the lesbo mezuzah loy. Well, if there's a mezuzah hanging up on the door, then you are mechabed. And if there's no mezuzah, then you're not mechabed. I don't understand. Elomiyato, beis haknesses u beis hamedrash, the lesbo mezuzah hochanami dei mechabdin? Question mark. Does one have a mezuzah on a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses? And the answer is, Me'ikra dinyua potter. At least it's a machlekas. Halacha lemaisa, by the way, you will notice that they do have mezuzahs on shuls, but you do not make a bracha on the kviyas mezuzah on a Beis HaMedrash. Does anybody know why, by the way? The reason is because a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses is not a place which is used by Yoim Ubalaila. It is essentially used at day. People do not sleep. There's no beds there. You only put a mezuzah, with a bracha at least, on a place which is being used 24/7. Same halacha would apply, by the way, on an office. If somebody has an office or a surgery, something like that, you would put a mezuzah, but without a bracha. You only put a mezuzah on a place like a bayis, which is functional the whole time. So the big question becomes, if you're telling me that you're not mechabed somebody unless there's a mezuzah there, so when it comes to a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses where essentially there is no mezuzah, so then you shouldn't be mechabed anybody. And yet in our story, the exact opposite is what happened. It is precisely when they got to the Beis HaMedrash, there all of a sudden Robin was mechabed Abaya to go first. So he says, yeah, because it all depends on a mezuzah. I don't understand, but a Beis HaMedrash, there is no mezuzah. Says Says the Gemara, Elo Eima, what it means is, but Pesach Haro'u l'mezuzah. You're right, it doesn't actually have to have a mezuzah on, but it's got to be a doorway which is at least fitting for a mezuzah. The reason that you don't practically put a mezuzah on a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses, as we just mentioned, is not because there's any problems with the door. Rather, there's a problem with the whole abode. It's not a place where people, it's not a place, the issue is not with the door. There could be an issue with the door. On some occasions, if the door does not comply to the halachic requirements, then under circumstances like that, the name of Hanami, the halach will be that there is no mezuzah whatsoever. But the Gemara is telling us that that's not the issue. The reason you do not put a mezuzah on a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses is not because there's any halachic shortfall with regard to the door, but rather, as we mentioned before, because it happens to be that people don't live there. So therefore, says the Gemara in conclusion, we're not so much interested in whether there is a mezuzah there or not a mezuzah there. Rather, the determining factor is it a Pesach which is ro'u for a mezuzah? And in the case of a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses, the door in and of itself is ro'u for a mezuzah, and that's the type of place where you are mechabed somebody. So again, why should it be dependent on whether there is a door or not a door? So that is another way of saying, like we said before, because generally, yes, one should be mechabed the godel to go first under all circumstances. But when you go on the derech, when you're journeying, there is no Pesach there. When you go on a bridge, there is no Pesach. That's not the place to be mechabed. Again, the mezuzah is, of course, not the reason why you are or are not mechabed. That's just an easy way to remember it. But it doesn't depend on whether you have a mezuzah or even whether it's row from mezuzah. That's just the way that you remember it. If you're going through a door, you're about to enter a building, and by the way, this is halacha l'maisa. This rabbi says halacha l'maisa. Very important. If ever you arrive in your shul, and at the same time as you get to the door of the shul, the rav or Talmud Chacham arrives at the same time, you should say to him, please, you go first. Because there's a doorway, there's a mezuzah, it's not an issue of sakana, it doesn't cause any inconvenience to anybody, that's purely an issue of kavod haTorah, and therefore you should be mechabed. But if you're going on a journey or on a bridge, that's where you are not mechabed. So that really is the end of the sugya. Now let's have a look for a moment in the Shulchan Aruch. So if anybody has a Shulchan Aruch, Mishtabura, Chele Beis, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph. Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Vav. So if you have the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch is in Kuf Pei Aleph 181, Sif Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Hamasubim Rabim Ad Chamisha. If you have a number of people around the table, at least up to five, remember that was the key number in the Gemara, then Maschilin Mina Mavorech, then you begin my Machreinim from the Mavorech. Whoever's going to bench, he should be the one to wash Mayim Achronim first. Why? As we've just now seen in the Gemara, to give him a few moments to review the benching, because he's going to lead the benching, he's going to be Moitzi everybody else. Ve'im heim yoiser. If, however, there are more than five, remember the Gemara spoke about 100, but Rashi says it's lav dafka, anything more than five, then maschilin min hakotn. Then you begin from the most junior, the Noitlin Derech Yeshivason, and they just wash their hands however they are seated. You don't have to start now measuring who's the 10th least senior and the 9th least senior, however they're sitting, you just go one by one. Ve'ein mechabdin ze litoil. You're not mechabed one another. It's no great covet, as we've just seen in the Gemara. Ad shemagiyin lechamisha ha'achreinim. Until you get to a situation where there are now the last five left, the kivin shaloi nisharu elo chamisha shaloi naklu. And once you get to that situation where there are only five who have not benched, have not washed their hands, maschilin min hamavorech. Now again, we get back to the first situation. So wherever you've got five or less, the mavorech washes first. If you've got more than five, then let others wash until you get to your last five. Then whoever's going to be mavorech, he should be the one to wash. He will then review the benching, and when everybody's finished, he'll be ready to lead them in benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkotn Yud Beis. Why is it, says the Mishnah Berurah, that maschilin min hamavarich? Why is it that you begin from the one who's going to lead the benching? So right now here, the Mishnah Berurah introduces us to the reason that we just mentioned. Kedei sheya'ayin ba'arba brochois shel berkas hamozein. In order that he'd be able to review the four brachas of benching, the toich hazman, within the time that everybody else is washing, sheyitlu elu hadalad anoshim hanisharim. In the time that the other four are washing their hands, so in the interim, the one who has washed already and he's going to be the one to bench, so he will now review the benching. Now, what's the obvious question? We mentioned this yesterday. The obvious question is that surely that doesn't apply anymore. Because as we well know, nowadays, whoever benches is not mitzi everybody else. That's what it used to be, Bizman HaGemara. So the Mishnah Berurah asks this kashiv, Afal gav da hayoyim, even though today ha minhag, the custom is shekol echod meham subin, mevarech liatzmoy, everybody there benches for themselves and nobody is being mitzi anybody. It's true, whoever's doing the zimun will lead the benching, but he's not baitzin. Ve'ein yaitzin beberkasai, and nobody is yaitze with the bracha of the mavarech. Nikol mokoim loy nishtane hadin. Nonetheless, the din does not get changed. The gam mehayoim, even nowadays, mehanochoim, the correct thing is, sheyoimu hamasubim, kol bracha u bracha belachash, all those sitting around the table, even when you have zimun, yes, they should all bench, but they should say quietly, im hamavarech, shemavarech v'koil rom. And therefore, even nowadays, where admittedly he's not being mitzi there with the benching, but he very much is leading, k'di'isa l'kamon b'simun kufpei dimosiv zayin, says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion, the gam birkas hazimun, and also the actual zimun, in other words, the rabbosai nevorech, sorech hamavorech loyma lifneim, that does remain with us until this very day. There the mezamein is indeed going to be the one, say rabbosai nevorech, he's got to review that. Therefore, mishumachi sorech la'ayin k'tzas mitchila. Therefore, you've got to review it a little bit first, and that's why he's going to be the first one to wash. You begin, if there's more than five, min ha'kotten, ha'yoshev b'soif ha'mesiba, v'ha'tamu, the reason why you begin with him is k'day, sh'lo yeitzorech ha'mavorech l'hamtin harbe. So that the one who's benching shouldn't have to wait a long time. Achar netilos ha'yad sh'yitlu kulam, until everybody washes their hands. V'ginayu loy, it's considered an embarrassment. The gamda the hefsek, you have hefsek problems as well. The ein mechabdin, as we said before, you are not mechabed everybody else to wash first. You just do your turn wherever it comes around. The ein zeh kibud, it's not much of a kovod to be mechabed somebody else and say to him, "Here, wash your hands are dirty." The ein zeh kibud b'mashi yirmo is loy, that which you're insinuating by telling him you should wash your greasy hands, that's not much of a covet. Maschilin, we said that when you get now to the last five, so now you do, the fifth last should be the Mavarech, Kedei, says the Mishnah Berurah, as we said before, Shebashur, Hazman, Sheyitlu, Hadalad, Es Yedeyem, in the time that the other four are washing their hands, yuchal hu la'ayin b'rikas ha'mozen. V'haf t'kaim alon, even though we hold the takeuf l'natila bracha, even though we hold that there should really be an immediate juxtapositioning between my machreinim and benching. So if you allow him to bench now fifth last, he's going to have a few seconds gap. So it's not immediately juxtaposed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't worry, that's close enough. Bashir zeh loy chashiv hefsik. That's not considered a hefsik, it's very, very short. Umiyu, efshad b'chadi, but for no reason at all, ain lahafsik klal. You should not be mafsik even for 1 second. So this is very important. If anybody has the custom to do my machreinim, then if there's no good reason, you should not have any hefsik. You should do my machreinim and you should begin benching straight away. The last Mishnah Berurah test Zion. Min ha-mavarech, you will begin now from the mavarech, the kiven shenotal hu yodov. And once the mavarech has now washed his hands, so the four remaining ones, there's no order anymore. Oyson ha-dalet she'etzloi, the four that are with him, ein mechabdin zeh ezeh. Nobody has to mechabed, you go first or you go first, it doesn't make a difference. Derech yeshivoson noitlin. The order in which they're sitting, the cup goes round, whoever's sitting there next will wash their hands next. It's important to know, by the way, that the Biur Halacha points out, this is quite negeh, that if you have a number of guests, imagine you have a lot of people around your table. If you only have one cup of Mayim Achreinim, then there could well be quite a large gap between the time that the first one washes his hands and eventually when it goes all the way around the table and you begin benching. So the Mishnah Berurah recommended in a case like that, it's best to have a few cups of Mayim Achreinim. So have one or two, one at the top of the table, one in the middle, one at the bottom, so that nobody really is sitting around for long doing Mayim Achreinim. By the way, I'm just curious, does anybody here have the minhag to do Mayim Achreinim? Rabbi Avraham, you do Mayim Achreinim at the end of the Siddur?
Yeah.
You do Rabbi Yosef?
Yes.
You do also?
Yes.
Okay, there's different minhagim. Us, Yekas. We do not do Mayim Achreinim, but everybody should follow. Everyone should follow their custom. Okay, we'll hold it over here, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll resume tomorrow, all being well, in the session.
Okay, Shkoach.
Yeah.